In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. Al Masih Qam. كل سنة طيبين شاطرين كل ده من غير اللحمة هم بعد اللحمة بتعملوا ايه اسم الصليب عليكم انا مش قادر اتكلم يعني اتكلم بالعافية So we are here to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord but not only his resurrection but our resurrection too He rose from the dead, trampling over death, defeated sin, defeated Satan, and through his resurrection, he gave us also resurrection. We have also another resurrection. Today is not only the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's our resurrection too. New beginning, new life, whole change. The procession that we did, Zephe, is not just for the icon of the resurrection. This procession is originally for those who converted, those who believed, those whose life were changed, those who were the real icon of resurrection. Originally, in the early church, this resurrection, this procession, used to have all these people who were catechized, those who learned the faith, those who believed, and they were baptized, and they are celebrating a new life with the Lord. Believe me, when we go through the procession, I feel I want to drag people with me and say, come, because all of us are the icon of the resurrection. Jesus, come. Jesus is risen today in order to give us this new life, in order for us to celebrate this new life. No more sin. I'll say it again. No more sin. Why? Because sin is paid for. That's it. The resurrection is the meaning of the acceptance of the sacrifice on the cross. No more sin. Sin is never a problem anymore. Used to be a problem. Not anymore. Satan was a problem before. He overcame people. He defeated people. He overcame the whole world. Not anymore. He's down. Down, 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 down. Satan is down. Right? He is down. This is the biggest defeat in history for Satan. Who can say that Satan has power anymore? Not anymore. No power whatsoever. He bind him, he put him in chains forever. I know that what's going on in your mind now, yes, Abuna, but that's maybe for you and for some good people here in the church who came during Holy Week, people who pray, the deacons, but not for me. Well, I want to tell you the opposite today. I want you to say this phrase that's up here, that resurrection is mine. Every one of us to say this word before we leave here today, that resurrection is mine. Something you have nothing to do with it. That's something that the Lord did. You have nothing to do with it. He did that already, and he's giving all of us this today. I know some of you said, maybe things were a little bit better during Holy Week, but I know it. Once I go back, once I eat the lahma, things will start go down. No, I don't believe that. When you say it, you will believe it, and you will act on it. I don't want you to say that we're down. I don't want you to say that I am down. Or I will go down. But Satan went down. And Jesus is rising all of us up with him. I want this, the spirit of defeat, never to come to any one of us. Why defeat? Isn't it so sad that someone comes to a joyful night like this and in the end goes out and say, I'm defeated, I'm down, the same? No way. That's not what God wants us to say. The person who is defeated tonight big time and the person who is down, he wants you to say that you are down. I don't want you to say that you are down. We say that the Lord raised us from death, right? I want to ask you a question. What can a dead man do? Don't we say that Jesus is rising up from the death? From death of our lives, He's giving us life? Meaning that we're dead. What can a dead man do? Tell me. Can he ask for help? Please, Lord, help me. Can a dead man do anything? No. A dead man can do only one thing. Nothing. So it's not about what you do, but it's about what He did already. Tonight is not about what any of us did, will do, will ever do. It's about what Jesus Christ did for us in this everlasting resurrection that's going to last forever and ever. Can a dead man raise himself? Can we raise ourselves? If we say that we were dead and He raised us from the death, what can we do if we were dead? If we are dead, what can we do? Look at this verse. And you being dead, you being dead in your trespasses, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. You were dead in your trespasses, in your sins, you were dead. What can a dead man do? When I ask you this question, I want you to answer. This is the only question that I want you to answer. What can a dead man or woman do? Very good. As long as he's dead, he cannot do anything. But when he is risen from the dead, he will do a lot. But as long as someone is dead, I don't expect him to do anything. What can a dead man do? Very good. I want you to learn this lesson. He will do a lot of works. And he will do very good works, the dead man. But when he's risen from the dead, don't get me wrong. No one caught me here and say, oh, I wouldn't have said that we're not supposed to do anything. No. We're supposed to do good works. Okay, but after the resurrection, he said, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are created for good works. That's not of us. Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You think you can do anything good? No. A dead man cannot do anything. But when he's given resurrection, when he's living in this new life, he can do, and he can do a lot of things, but that's after the resurrection. Best part of Holy Week for me, believe it or not, when I finish Pascha in the evening, and I'm so tired, like a dead man who can do nothing, and then I want to leave, I want to catch up on things, I want to catch up on sleep, I want to prepare, I want to do all of these things, and someone comes and says, can I confess? Just 1 minute. Just 1 minute. I promise, 1 minute. I don't consider it a lie, you know, but it is a lie, you know, because it's never 1 minute. But that's the only thing that I will never be able to say no to. You know why? Because God always encourages me to see Him working so many wonders in so many people's lives. I think God knows that I'm so tired and dead, so He sends me some people to encourage me with what God did in their lives. Every Holy Week, I promise you. No matter how tired I am, I'd love to sit with people and learn how God really worked in their lives. God works in mysterious ways. Some people come to Holy Week, just the typical Holy Week. Thuk tatigom, breathe, go through the motions and leave. But all of a sudden, they are struck. They are struck from God and from His Holy Spirit. And they are moved. And they are changed. And they don't know what to do. It's like someone was hit by a car. Or someone hit by something and he doesn't know what to do. That's why we need help. Can you help us? They were coming to church. Just normal, like anyone. But they found God touching their lives in such an amazing way. Did they plan it? Do anyone go out of his home planning to change his life? We want to change our lives. We can't. We would love to change so many things in ourselves. We can't. We try and we can't. And we keep trying and trying and we can't. And in the end, we learn that we can do only what a dead man can do. Which is, what can a dead man do? Nothing. God is the one who's working. I loved what His Holiness said in His letter. Who can say that God is not working? If anyone is doubting God's work in the life of so many people, come and ask me. Maybe it's not your turn yet. But He is working. And He will keep working. And if you are dead, you will wait until He comes and gives you life. But when He gives you life, you gotta believe that He gave you life. We come to the theme of what we learned. What do I need to do? I just need to believe that He gave me life. I just need to believe not only that He gave me life, but He can give me life. And He wants to give me life. And He will give me life. He will. He can. He wants to give me life. And He will give me life. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? What can a dead man do? Nothing. But He can. Sometimes we don't believe in that. I believe that I'm so dead. And I messed it up. And there is no way, there is no hope in me. Maybe it was the first time, but it's the second. It's the third. Khalas, I'm dead. What does He say? Love this verse. See what God is saying? For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. إن الله قادر أن يقيم من هذه الحجارة أولادا لإبراهيم من الحجارة. From the stones. Is your heart like a stone? Maybe. Can He do it? He is able to do it. He can. And He wants to do it. And He will do it. You just need to believe what He said. Some of you have been giving a blessing from God and a changed life. And God did something wonderful to you. But you know it. That in a couple of weeks, you're going to lose all of it. Wrong. I want you to remember this verse. He said, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. Can you keep yourself from stumbling? Can you keep yourself from stumbling? You can't. But he can. He is able. Able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless, without a fault, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. قادر أن يحفظكم غير عاثرين. Lord, I can't do it. How many times we come to this day and we say, just so sad, Holy Week is over, Lent is over, and now we're going down. No, you're not going down. And I don't want you to believe that, and I don't want you to say that. Because if you say it, you're going to believe it and you're going to act on it. But I want you to believe that he is able, he can, he wants, and he will. Look at this beautiful verse from Ephesians. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all what we ask or think. قادر أن يفعل أكثر مما نسأل أو نفتكر. What are you talking about? You think that he's going to leave you to stumble? You think it's up to you? You think you can do it? What can a dead man do? Nothing. But he is able to raise me and to keep me. Resurrection doesn't mean that we will never sin again. Because we're still living in the world. We're not in the kingdom of heaven yet. But it means that we will never be slaves to death and to sin and to Satan. We will never be slaves. That's the meaning of the resurrection. I want to give you a homework. Looked at this chapter and I found that I want to read the entire chapter and I found it not practical. I already take long in my sermons and then I read an entire chapter. No. So I beg you to read it at home. But if I ask you next week and you didn't read it, then maybe next Easter the sermon will be 45 minutes. So please do me a favor and read it to shorten the sermon. The conclusion here in this verse, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lust. لا تملك الخطية. It may come, will never reign, will never overpower you, will never defeat you. I may fall, but will rise again. Will rise again. And I know, and St. Paul knows that some people may take advantage. Then I can do anything. I will do nothing. You taught us today that we'll do nothing. You know, we'll sin and God will do something and will raise us. And he said, no, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? How can we, after tasting God and tasting his beautiful resurrection and what he did in my life, that I will sin again? I want to tell you, regardless of where you are in your spiritual life, some of us here tonight hate sin, can't let go, can't leave it. Some of us in a stage not even hating sin, loving it still, and not sure if there is any resurrection for them. Or maybe you are not raised from the dead yet. Believe that he can do it. He wants to do it. And he will do it. I know you want something practical. So what do I need to do tomorrow? What do I need to do when I come out of this door? to become a better person, to live a new life, to grow? What do I need to do? I said it, and I will say it again. Believe that He can, He wants, and He will. But if you really need something practical to do, let's ask, what is the church, our wise mother, the church, teaches us what to do when we leave from here? What is the church teaching us? The church who fasts more than any other church in the world. The church, the only church in the world that do 400 matanias. The church that can pray from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then come back 11 p.m. to have all night prayer. Teaching us to do what? In the next 50 days. To do what?
Nothing.
To do what? I didn't say it. You said it. That's why I told you to answer this answer. Church is teaching us to do what? In the next 50 days. Nothing. Teaching us to say one thing. Christos Anesti. 50 days. 50 days. Why? Because the church knows that we're so smart and we will not get it in one night. We need 50 days to learn that we can do nothing. But He can. It doesn't say we are risen. We will rise from the dead. We will do it. We will defeat Satan. Yes, we can. I know two people who say this word, yes, we can. One for kids and one for adults. No, we can't. Church is teaching. After all these fasts, 50 days to say Christus Anesti? Get it. Get it. You can't. But He can. And He wants. And He will. Never found a single person raised himself from the dead before. But I've seen God raising so many people from the dead. Do a try it this year. When you fall, believe that He can give you life, that He wants to give you life, and He will give you life, that you will never be defeated as His children. We don't really get to experience something beautiful in the sacrament of confession. The one thing that's hated most after fasting in the Coptic Church is the sacrament of confession. Why? Because they think that I have to go to the priest and tell him how horrible I am and how I need God to forgive me. But I'm good now. I waited until I fixed myself, and now I'm coming to say how horrible I am. That's not about it. It's about going with the filthiness of sin and saying, I fell again. And the devil is telling me that you can't do it. And you will always be defeated. And that's it. Then the job of the priest is to tell him, no, you are not dead. You are alive. You are alive. And God can. And God wants. And God will. God give us the authority to untie people. Do you see this picture? Do you recognize this man? Who's this man? Lazarus. It's a little bit cartoon, but does the job. Didn't find a better one. Is he alive or dead? Is he alive or dead? Doesn't he look like a dead man, exactly like a dead man? He is alive, that's why he's standing. Jesus raised him already now from the dead. But what does he look like? What does he look like? Exactly like a dead man, right? Exactly like a dead man. Even though God gave him life, he still needed to be untied. Someone to take these things out. So you give him life. You give him life already. Can't you just somehow burn these things, disappear, and no. Untie him. He looks like he's dead, but he's not. He's not. And it will take very little effort to untie. That's our human efforts. We can't make ourselves alive. We can't give ourselves resurrection from the dead. We can only believe that he is giving it to us. And we just really need this untie. We need someone to tell us, you are free. You just need a little bit work to untie you and to go. For the next 50 days, every time you say Christos Anesti, I want you to say that resurrection is mine. Resurrection is mine. What can a dead man do? What can Jesus do? Everything. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.